May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "By his great mercy we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." I know this is probably just me, but it seems to me that my daily routine has gotten kind of messed up over the last few weeks. And I know that that's probably just me. Nobody else is having that problem. But one of the things that hit me was when we started into Holy Week and we were having to do all of these things online, which, of course, you guys know how wonderful I think the internet is and how I really enjoy doing technological stuff, right? Well, all I could think about was, I've got to get through Holy Week. I've got to get through Holy Week. And, you know, trying to make it all work. So when I got to Easter and after the Easter service, which last Sunday, I thought it was really an awesome time to be together. It was really great. I kind of felt like, okay, we made it. We did it. It's done. We're through. But we're not through. Doggone. It's not over yet. And, I don't know about you, but if I had a vote, I would say it's time to be over. But I don't think I get a vote anyway. I'm already tired of hearing about COVID-19. And quite frankly, I'm kind of tired of preaching about it and hearing preaching about it. But at the same time, I believe God has something he needs to say to us in this time. And so it's a gift. It's hard to receive it as a gift, but in one sense, it's a gift. All this time at home, time that is unstructured, we need to recognize that this is a gift from God. And it also reminded me as I was working on all this that it's really important not to preach canned sermons. You know how there are a lot of preachers out there that go online and they get a sermon off of the internet, or they preach the one that they preached 2 years ago on Second Easter or whatever. It wouldn't work because God has a word for us today. And so, yeah, I'm tired of talking about COVID-19. I'm tired of talking about this coronavirus. But at the same time, I believe that God has a word for us in the midst of all of this time. And we need to listen. We need to hear what he has to say. Bob Dylan said, "Times they are a-changin'. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever." And we need to hang on to that. His word is firm in the heavens, his faithfulness as the clouds. And this epistle today in 1 Peter, you've got to remember that what Peter was dealing with at that time, the one problem about using your telephone to record is when somebody sends you a text, it comes up in the middle of your recording. Anyway, so yeah, Jack, thank you for that text. Anyway, okay, back to what I was saying. 1 Peter, this epistle, Peter is one person who I think can really empathize with us because his world was turned completely upside down when Jesus came into his life. And our world has, in effect, been turned upside down by this coronavirus. But God had something to say to Peter in his day, and God has something to say to us in our day. And so, what Peter says to us in this epistle, "By the Father's great mercy, we have been born again." Or born anew, or born from above. I preached about this back on the second week of Lent on March 8th. So if you want to hear more about being born again or born anew, you can go and look at that or listen to that sermon from that day. But by the Father's great mercy, we have been born again to, and then he gives us two things we've been born again to. We've been born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have been born again to an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. That's good news. And then Peter has the audacity to go on and explain a little further, and he says, in this you rejoice, in this promise of a living hope, in this promise of an inheritance, you rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials. He could have gone all day without adding that last part. I would have been perfectly happy if that hadn't been true, but it is. And so what do we do? What did Peter do? What was Peter telling the church to do in the first century, and what does that have to say to us today? Well, when I was praying about all this earlier this week, and we are in quarantine, the Lord said, you need to number your days. You need to number your days. And there are two psalms that address this idea of numbering our days. In Psalm 39, verse 4, it says, Lord, let me know my end and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. So just for fun, I calculated and figured out, if I numbered my days, how many days I've been on earth. I have been on earth 23,706 days. That seems like a lot. But then I started thinking, okay, if the years of our life are 70, how many more days would I have to reach the age of 70? And I only have 1,862 days left. I think God's saying, you better make the best of what you've got. It's a good thing. In Psalm 90, verse 12, the psalmist says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. He's not talking about numbering our days like I did. He's not talking about calculating how many days you've been alive or how many days you might yet have left. He's talking about taking each and every day that is given to us and using it wisely. So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. These days are a gift. What are we using them to do? How are we using the time that God has given us? We are born again to a living hope, to an inheritance kept in heaven for us. We don't live for our inheritance. We don't live in order to see the promise of eternal life realized when we die. We live for the day. Don't live in hope of things gone by, that it will come back. How many people have you heard talking about how, gosh, I can't wait for it to get back to what it was, or to get back to normal? My friends, normal, there's a new normal. Normal has changed. Okay. For example, Miranda was outside talking to one of our neighbors, and she has a beauty parlor, and she has two employees, and she is of the opinion that she may never be able to go back to work at that place. It may never happen. She may lose her business because of all this. So what are we looking back for? It's not a matter of looking back. It's not a matter of looking forward to the promise. It's a matter of seizing this day and living this day in Christ Jesus, that He may receive the glory and that we may get, as it were, a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. The time is now. This time is a gift from God. It's time to embrace this in its fullness. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. I want that perfect peace. Well, what's the formula? Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. You know, we've spent many, many years talking to you about quiet time. We've had numerous quiet days to help people learn how to seize those times of quiet intimacy with the Lord, where we can hear clearly the voice of God. There's no better time, if you've never done this, or if you have, to reclaim it, to take this time that God has given us to have that quiet time with the Lord, that we may hear the voice of God. It's great when we can come together like this, and thanks be to God for the internet that's allowing us to do this. And I thought it was great that we were hearing God speak this morning through these prophetic words. But there is this opportunity for you day by day, moment by moment in this time, to hear the voice of God and to spend that time in quiet anticipation and expectation. It's a time for us to get a heart of wisdom from God. Now, I used the word expectation, but it's interesting. Miranda and I have talked a lot in the recent weeks about the difference between expectation and expectancy. Okay? One thing about expectation is that inevitably you think of something and it has a concreteness to it, as it were. And when it doesn't happen that way, there is always great disappointment or confusion or frustration or whatever. For example, our neighbor, if she really had an expectation that she would get her business back when all of this was over and it didn't happen, then she would undoubtedly be terribly disappointed about that. But if we live in expectancy, it's not that we have some concrete goal that we are wedded to, but we live in expectancy in the sense of walking with Christ moment by moment. There is that old Yiddish proverb, we plan, God laughs. Or I think it was, what was his name?
John Chancellor.
John Chancellor, yeah, the NBC anchor who said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. That was after he got a diagnosis of cancer. So, yeah, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. But expectancy is looking for God's gracious hand at work in the moment and embracing the opportunities that he gives us in that moment. That's expectancy. Expecting God to be present with us in that very moment. And what moment is he not present? He's always with us. And so living in expectancy is, as it were, living in Christ Jesus. This is the eighth day of the 50 days of Easter. And I think that is, in one sense in itself, prophetic. Because eight is the number of new beginnings. There's 7 days in a week. The eighth day is the new beginning. We have a new opportunity that's laid down before us. Are we going to live in expectation or in expectancy? It's a new day, a new opportunity for new disciplines, and, my friends, new joy in the Lord. Living for the moment. Now, you may say, well, okay, but what do I do? How do I do that? If you really want to have some advice on that, I have the expectation that I'm probably going to be at home most days. You can call me. Now, I might disappoint you by being out that day, but okay. But live in expectancy. Call me. We can talk about this together. We can pray about this together. This is a wonderful opportunity that God has given us to spend time looking together for the Lord in these moments. And so it's a time for us to develop new disciplines, new opportunities to connect with the Lord. Let's spend that time wisely that we may get a heart of wisdom. In Ephesians chapter 5, it says, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. That's the living hope, to walk in Christ Jesus moment by moment, day by day. And this is a gift that God has given us. I'm tired of hearing about coronavirus. I'm sure you are too. But with the curse of this virus, there comes a gift. Because what the evil one intended for evil, God will use for good. And I believe one of the ways he's going to use this for good is to draw us closer to him during this time. And so number your days. Let these days be days of walking in Christ Jesus. And if you need some help figuring out how to do that, call us. I'd be glad to talk to you about that and work with you and pray with you for that. We have been born again to a living hope. We have been born again to an inheritance kept in heaven for us. So let us number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. It's a new day, a new opportunity in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.